Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, this is the moment when you get to kind of unleash your inner musical nerd, because vinyl is back. And no, it's not a trend. It's not a fad. It's not just pure nostalgia. Across Ireland at the moment, record players are being dusted off and a whole new generation is discovering the magic of the album. I feel I have to explain to our younger listeners what an album is, not just streaming individual songs. Today I'm joined by Chris Keena, who is from Anthem Vinyl. That's, of course, Ireland's only record pressing plant. Ray O'Brien is the owner of Music Zone in Tokar, County Cork. And here in studio is Enda Gogarty from Spin Dizzy Records here in George's Arcade, right here in the centre of Dublin, about this vinyl revival. So I always give preference and priority to our in-studio guests. So Enda, you're very welcome along. What's very interesting about your business, you sell vinyl, which you've been doing for many decades. So in that sense, you're not new, but you've been telling me you've actually taken over extra space because you're riding this new revival wave.
Yeah, so we're neighbours of yourselves down here. We're in George Street Arcade. We've been there for, we're celebrating 30 years next year. And it so happens our neighbours retired, or the neighbouring unit retired last year. Units don't come up that often in the arcade, and we were ready to pounce, so we're ready to go. So it's a fine shop there in George Street Arcade, Spin Dizzy Records.
Now, you've seen the ups and downs and troughs and valleys and upswings and all the rest of it. What is happening at the moment? What's going on?
Well, there's been an enduring love of vinyl amongst music fans. It's a way to connect to the artist. There's lots of talk about the quality.
And what is it? Is it the sound? Is it the physical item under your arm?
I would say it's all of those things. The sound is second to none. If you stream and do side-by-side CD or likewise a record, it just pops. It's just in the room with you. It's the immediacy of it. Also, you have the fantastic artwork and the variations of there, and you just feel like you're linking with the artist. I know streaming, we all stream, and we all, it's a good way, good gateway into the music. But if you're really into it, you gotta have the record.
Now, before I go to Chris and Ray, just give me a profile of your typical buyer who's coming in to buy a vinyl album. Well, presumably, your mainly album singles are presumably.
We do. Okay. Eve Agbon's have a 7-inch single out this week, and Daniel Avery and Tyler has a physical release out. Brick Nasty has a physical release out. Radiohead have something out this week. So it's.
So your buyer, who is it that comes in, as much as you can generalise?
I'm happy to say it's old, young and middle. It's everybody, and it's great. If you're in the neighbourhood, drop in, you'll see it.
Is it moneyed folk? Is it like.
Well, it's. It can be that, because the price of records is not cheap.
No, we'll come on to that in a second.
We
yeah.
do a lot, good range, but also fans drive the music. So young people are driving this also. It's not just the moneyed older.
Okay, let's go right into the kind of hardware of all of this, the pressing plant. We have Chris Keena, who's a commercial manager with Anthem Vinyl. Good afternoon to you, Chris.
Hi, Emmett. Thanks for having us on.
It's great. Listen, you're Ireland's only pressing plant. Have you seen your volumes, or what? Like, are you seeing this big increase the way Enda sketches it out, or is it steady as she goes? Or what kind of trends are you seeing coming through your actual facility?
Coming through the facility, like, we started pressing really in May this year, and we've been busy since, and we're looking, already booking orders for next year. I'd say next year we'll see more Irish albums getting released than ever before. And I go back to 2008 Record Store Day. I think there's been 17 years of consecutive vinyl growth since 2008. And that's due to a net increase of retailers across Ireland and the UK. And I think last year vinyl sales were the biggest since 1990. So there is a real demand, and it has been growing since 2008.
And Chris, how does your business work? Is it you just get a list from the record company saying press up several thousands of this one, or just give our listeners some idea of how the whole process goes?
I suppose people get in touch by email, clients, our labels, artists, and they just want to know, understand the process. And our process is that we have about an 8-week lead-in time to get the finished product to them. We also offer retail distribution, and we also offer online fulfillment for the artists' stores.
And how much does it cost to press a record? And obviously, it depends how many and what's on the on
exactly,
the. But can you give us a rough ballpark?
It depends on how many, really. Like, it's between, if it's 300 or if it's 500, it works out at just over six. If it's over 1,000, 2,000, the cost per unit comes down accordingly. So, like, you know, when you go back to revenue coming back into the artist or the label, the retailing for, you know, to the retailer, the net.
I mean, you're saying about €6, right?
Just six plus, yeah.
I suppose I'm curious about, you know, the margins and who's getting what and all that. I'm terrible for asking these questions, but it seems a big enough margin just based on what you're saying.
Yeah, I suppose, like, for the artist or the label, I think the real revenue comes out of the retail price. And if the artist is going direct to consumer, there's a big margin to be made through the online store. If they go on the retail route, there's a smaller margin to be made. But obviously the profiling they get from the retailer is colossal. The lads and Ray on the call today have huge databases that they reach out to and do the marketing for the artist or the label. So, you know, it works both ways. Like, there's bigger revenue to be had from D2C or direct to consumer, but there's also a nice margin to be made out of retail, and you get a huge amount of profiling on the back of that.
And Chris, are you doing it mainly for Irish artists, or will you get calls from an international artist to say, look, this is selling big in Ireland, so will you press X thousand for us there, that they may be internationally based?
We are getting international business. Yeah, I think, like, we set our stall out at the start to be a fulfillment center, so we're able to fulfill orders from online stores into, I suppose, we're ideally placed in Ireland, so we go into Europe at a reasonably cheap postage rate, and into the UK as well and the rest of the world. So we are getting orders in from North America to do their fulfillment for them into Europe, and we also then send the orders back to the label in North America. They can do the orders themselves there. So there's a kind of a win-win situation for labels based in North America to use us, as we're ideally placed in Europe. And it's going to be the same for the UK, because there is a lot of extra cost for posting records from the UK into Ireland with Brexit and customs and stuff like that. So, you know, the end user, the customer, the fan, is paying, I suppose, Royal Mail a third of the cart when it comes to the overall cost.
I know. Yeah, well, listen, I love the way Brexit even comes into the world of vinyl record. It's extraordinary. Let's bring in my third guest so we share the burden of the conversation. Right, Ray O'Brien, who is the owner of Music Zone in Toker, Cork. Ray, what kind of artists are selling? Is it sort of more, and this is a terrible word to use, but is it more vintage legacy artists, or is this stuff people have fresh albums, or is it coming, you know, Pink Floyd, David Bowie? What kind of stuff is moving?
The legacy stuff will always sell, you know, Bowie, Floyd, Zeppelin, Springsteen boxed up last week. But some of the newer stuff, like some of the pop artists like Sabrina and Sabrina Carpenter, Lana Del Rey, Taylor Swift, they're all the young people really connect with that, and there's a lot of that selling. And then you'd have great movement with some of the Irish stuff in recent years, Langbum, Fontaines. You know, the Fontaines have been immense physically, you know, so.
And Ray, what do you put it down to? What do you put it down to? Enda was saying it's a mixture, young and old. Why do you, is it just people who are very obsessed with the sound? Is it the artwork? What do customers tell you?
I think it's everything. People like collecting things. People like owning things. And you can't get everything you want on the streaming platforms. There's a lot of stuff not there, you know, for various reasons. Artists like Lauryn Hill, King Gizzard. There's lots of people don't have their stuff up on the streaming platform, so people like to collect it. Now the sound is a different level, like, you know, as Enda said, you know, if you have kind of a good turntable, good system, so like sound, artwork, everything, all of the above.
Now, Ray, the people that we get in text in already, people talking about the cost of the albums. So, I mean, is this a money game? I mean, you're talking about certainly the ones I would buy, and maybe it's just me, but I mean, your €30 retail price is pretty common. So.
Yeah.
Does that knock a good portion of people out, or are they just paying the money anyway?
Like, price is probably an issue, right? Maybe through the, but like in today's world, I'd say like Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, I think when it was released 40 odd years ago, that was £3 or £3.50, which in today's terms is that kind of €30, you know? So, But yeah, price, I know, like, shops are working off about 30% margin, and we're certainly not cash going on it anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's a bit like concerts, isn't it? Nobody, everyone is not guilty on the margin question, but I totally, yeah. Certainly not, you're not coming your way, is what you're saying. And if I could come to you, just in terms of the economics of it, I mean, the competitor here, I suppose, is Spotify. All right. In other words, that's the other place you can go for the music.
Absolutely.
So how do they line up then?
You can consume, well, we in the shop, we stream everything. All our albums will be sealed. So we use stream also. And a lot of people have a gateway into the artist through streaming. And they said they really like this. I want to get the vinyl of this. I want it to pop in the room with me. I want to have it. I want to pull on the wall.
So they may have already streamed, and it's just the added sound quality. Okay.
I would say so. For instance, so every Friday you've got about 50, 60, 70 new releases. So Tyler, the Creator, has something out physically last week, but people have been streaming that for months, you know. So
they're not necessarily enemies here.
I think they go hand in hand. And when you do stack them up side by side, quality-wise, there is no comparison, really, you know. But, so it's all good for us, I think.
We're getting texts in. People want to own music these days, not go through the gatekeepers, which, of course, is Spotify or Apple, etc. It makes you appreciate it much more. I once queued up for a Red Hot Chili Peppers album in 1991 outside HMV. HMW, he says here. It was my most prized possession, Long Live Vinyl. So there's those older memories. So that's a group too.
Absolutely.
People
who
maybe threw their record collection out in the mid-90s and sort of gone, do you know what, I want to get all that stuff back.
Yeah, so they were from vinyl. We were there for the vinyl into CD market. A lot of people cleared out their vinyl, went big on CDs. And then early 2000s was all about streaming. So it has come full circle.
What about people who have a collection? I mean, is there any value to the secondhand market, or is this all new?
There is a certain value, yeah. So condition is always important with used records. We do some in the store as well as new. So people, and also they take up space. So if you're a big collector, you know,
in other words, if you get into the Beatles, right, and you're in your late teens or whatever, and you didn't obviously for obvious reason know them the first time around. Are you better if you want to buy all their albums to go to a record fair and get them at a slightly discounted price, or in a second-hand vinyl store, or come to you? Now, I know the answer is going to be come to me, but if you're trying to buy six or seven vinyl albums, that's a pretty big investment of 30 quid.
Well, enough, in a week or two, there is another Beatles anthology out, which is volume 5 of their anthology series. So the Beatles is kind of a machine. There's always going to be something new for the collector. Believe it or not, there's always some outtake that will carry a new release from the Beatles. So, and Beatles sold very well all through the generation. So they are around, but conditioned, again, because they're a great band and they're played quite a lot and handled by multi-generational families. So condition is also sometimes problematic with Beatles records because they get played so much, played to death, you know.
And what about your Beyonce Lemonades, your Taylor Swift, who've gone down that album road? These are big global giants. Does that help you then to kind of sell not them, but other artists as well?
Oh, I would think so if you're into...
The format is getting a kick.
Absolutely, yeah. The format and the variants. There might be different variations of albums and which... kind of tick the collector's box and everything. It's kind of a gateway. So, you know, you're not going to be into one artist all the time. It leads on to a following artist or an artist that was influenced by or has influenced the next artist as well. So it's a journey.
Let me bring Chris back in. Chris, you're talking about people, artists ringing you up directly. So if I'm struggling, and every artist is always described as struggling, could I just ring you and say, press me up 500, 200, 100, you know, I'm at the early stage of my career, but it gives me another avenue to have these vinyl albums. I mean, is that the kind of request you see growing, that starting artists, those at the early, in the foothills of their career of music, could ring you and say, I want to go directly to you and I've got a few quid myself, or I've raised money, crowdfunding or whatever, and I want you to press me up 200 albums. Is that doable, or is that not the kind of request you get?
Yeah, they're the type of requests that we are getting, and it's our minimum runs are about 300, but what we also get into is the detail with the artist from the start as to what the plan is for the release date. So the artists, like, you know, if they have venues booked for to promote the album around the release date, we also obviously get in touch with Enda or Ray about doing in-stores. So I think we put on about 12 in-stores with Spin Dizzy since July, and a good few with Ray as well.
Yeah.
And this helps the artist promote the vinyl, and we also invite the artists in to do some promotional activity in the factory. They can listen to the test press. They can sign the records. They can even record a few tracks. The camera all goes back onto their social media and then it links back into their store. So, you know, we give them a good bit of, I suppose, advice at the start. And we also register the album with the chart company and we report sales from their online store into the charts as well. So it gives them, I suppose, a lot of help and advice that maybe they couldn't access in the past. And, you know, we're working, I suppose, week to week with retailers to make sure that the marketing is done, the pre-sale goes live at the same time as the artist store. And then during the week of release, like there's some promo around the release date. And then it's up to the artist to really market it themselves through gigs they're doing in venues or events in record stores.
Yeah,
so it's not just as simple as I suppose, ringing up and saying, I want 300. We get into a lot more detail than that.
Sure, yeah, I suppose. And you have the machinery, you have the pressing machinery. So, you know, you want to keep that moving, presumably, as much as possible. And if I could come back to you, give me an idea. I know you're desperate to say everyone is young, old and all the rest of it. But in terms of your top 10 or your top five, what have you been selling over the last 2 years? If you had to give me two or three, it's this one, it's Pink Floyd, it's the Beatles, it's Led Zeppelin, it's Sabrina Carpenter, whatever it is. Well, if you had to sort of tomorrow morning do your chart for your store, what would be in the top three?
Like Ray said, Fontaine's DC, a phenomenon for us.
Okay.
Absolutely huge. And all ages believe it.
Fontaine's
just mustered with a fantastic outstore in Grand Social this week. And I just watched a film last night, and they were on the soundtrack. So Just Mustard, they're on parts on the same label as Fontaine's, and obviously you got the generational anniversary edition. So you might have a Floyd coming out, you might have a Beatles coming out, you might have Frankie Goes to Hollywood is this year or this week's release anniversary release. Believe it or not, so there's always kind of a machine as well. But Irish music is on fire at the moment. And through Chris and likewise Ray, we're doing our in-stores as well. Like we've got one on Monday, Creha.
CMAT is doing well, right?
CMAT, we hope to see CMAT soon as well. CMAT was phenomenal as well. So honest to God, I think the Irish music scene is on fire at the moment. So we're happy to be in.
So you're saying it's not just the Vintage, the Beatles, the Pink Floyds. They're there. They're your kind of rainmakers each day. But you have
fresh, and I think fans connecting with local bands are keeping this alive as well, you know.
And the commemorative stuff, the 30 or 40, and you get a booklet, it opens up. I know Simple Minds had a big one with their one, Diamond City and Nights or whatever, played in Paris, basically.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. But then some of them are mega books. You're talking 60, 70 euros, right?
Yeah, so they're connecting to a fan. You'll find that they might have the live LP with the studio album re-release, or they might have a bonus studio outtakes, might have additional artwork. Yes, it does, but it's for, you're talking Uber fans.
Yeah.
Collecting those.
And well, resource fans. Let me leave the last word to Ray O'Brien, who's down in Toker in Cork. Ray, you've heard Enda's list. Is yours something similar, or would you be picking out different? I want to see the Dublin Cork variation here.
No, it would be very similar to Enda, to be fair. You know, that's kind of the way it is. I suppose all our shops, they're kind of community shops. Record shop, sharing information. It's kind of old school in that way, Emmett, you know. And like there's a little ecosystem like what Anthem are doing there now, and pressing for up and coming artists, and we give people a bit of profit. Then if we like something, we push it harder, and you know, it helps to sell more for everyone and gives them a bit of a platform. But as for answering your question, yeah, Fontaine's have been huge, Lancome were huge over the last number of years. So the CMAT has been, the album CMAT, You're a Country there, was phenomenal there just a few months ago, you know. So it's great. Like the Irish music scene is really, really good at the moment. And like Anthem is a great addition to have as well, you know, so that it can get, like we'd made Kane recently, and, you know, Brezzy was doing some in-stores around the place recently, and we'd McFlannery and Susan O'Neill in our shop there during the week. So
yeah, it's great to see that. It's just the promotion. Yeah, the record store as a promotional vehicle is brilliant, you know. Listen, we'll have to leave it there. You've got the word. Listeners, get out there. There's lots of stuff available, some new, some old, some going back quite a while, but certainly very vibrant. Enda Gogarty is our neighbour here from Spin Dizzy Records. Thank you very much. Chris Keena is commercial manager with Anthem Vinyl. They are based in Kildare. Get your request into them if you want to go down the vinyl road. Or Ray O'Brien, who is the owner of Music Zone in Toker, County Cork. All of you, thank you very much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.